Positive Affect Therapy, PAT, represents a paradigm shift in the treatment of mood and anxiety disorders, moving beyond symptom reduction to actively cultivate positive emotional states. Emerging from advances in behavioral neuroscience and positive psychology, PAT targets the core deficits in reward processing that underlie anhedonia, a persistent loss of pleasure or interest that predicts poor prognosis, treatment resistance, and suicidality. Traditional cognitive behavioral therapy, while effective for reducing negative affect, has shown limited success in enhancing positive affect. This gap led to the development of PAT, which prioritizes the amplification of reward sensitivity through structured behavioral, cognitive, and emotional exercises. Theoretical foundations of positive affect therapy. PAT operates on the premise that chronic depression and anxiety stem from dysregulated reward systems rather than excessive negative affect alone. Neuroimaging studies reveal that individuals with anhedonia exhibit blunted neural responses to rewarding stimuli in regions such as the ventral striatum and prefrontal cortex. PAT addresses this by targeting three components of reward processing: anticipation motivation, the drive to pursue rewards, initial responsiveness, the ability to experience pleasure in the moment, and reward learning, the capacity to associate actions with positive outcomes. Unlike CBT, which focuses on modifying maladaptive thoughts and behaviors linked to distress, PAT deliberately avoids challenging negative cognitions. Instead, it trains patients to attend to positive aspects of their experiences, reframe achievements as personally meaningful, and savor positive emotions. This approach aligns with the broader principles of positive psychotherapy, emphasizing a balance between positive and negative emotional states. However, PAT diverges by incorporating neuroscientifically informed techniques to stimulate underactive reward pathways directly. For example, behavioral activation in PAT is augmented by imaginal recounting, a practice where patients vividly relive positive experiences to reinforce hedonic impact and attentional bias toward rewarding stimuli. Clinical implementation of PAT. PAT unfolds over 15 weekly sessions structured into three modules: actions toward feeling better, attending to the positive, and building positivity. The first module combines behavioral activation with imaginal recounting to enhance reward anticipation. Patients design personalized rewarding activities, such as reconnecting with a hobby or engaging in social interactions, and subsequently recount these experiences in detail during sessions to amplify their emotional resonance. Therapists guide patients to focus on sensory details and positive emotions, countering the tendency to dismiss or minimize positive moments. The second module trains cognitive skills to redirect attention toward positive stimuli. Exercises like finding the silver linings encourage patients to identify multiple positive aspects of neutral or challenging situations, while taking ownership helps them recognize their agency in generating positive outcomes. For instance, a patient might reflect on how their initiative at work led to a colleague's praise, fostering feelings of pride and competence. These exercises aim to recalibrate attentional biases that typically favor negative information in depressive states. The final module, Building Positivity, introduces practices such as gratitude journaling, acts of kindness, and loving-kindness meditation to cultivate enduring positive emotions. Patients learn to savor everyday pleasures through mindfulness techniques, such as mentally extending moments of joy during a morning coffee or sunset walk. Unlike CBT's problem-solving focus, PAT's interventions exclusively target the amplification of positive affect, hypothesizing that this will indirectly reduce negative affect by diminishing its cognitive and emotional dominance. Efficacy compared to cognitive behavioral therapy. Randomized controlled trials demonstrate PAT's superiority over traditional CBT approaches in improving positive affect and reducing relapse rates. In a two-site trial comparing PAT to negative affect treatment, a CBT variant targeting threat sensitivity, PAT participants showed significantly greater increases in positive affect, D equals 0.67, and larger reductions in depression, D equals 0.34, anxiety, D equals 0.30, and stress, D equals 0.43, at 6-month follow-up. Crucially, only 1.7% of PAT patients reported suicidal ideation post-treatment versus 12% in the NAT group, underscoring its protective effects against severe outcomes. While CBT achieves moderate effect sizes, Hedges G is almost equal to 0.70. For acute symptom relief, up to 50% of patients relapse within 2 years due to residual anhedonia and poor reward system engagement. PAT's emphasis on sustained positive emotion cultivation appears to address this limitation. Longitudinal data indicate that PAT's benefits persist at 6 months, with patients maintaining higher levels of positive effect and lower symptom severity than those receiving NAT. Emerging therapies like augmented depression therapy, ADEPT, share similarities with PAT but expand the focus to address both positive and negative emotions simultaneously. ADEPT emphasizes solution-focused strategies, helping patients recognize and dismantle thought patterns that hinder personal goal. Early research indicates that ADEPT outperforms CBT in reducing depressive symptoms, with sustained benefits at a 12-month follow-up. Mechanisms and long-term benefits. PAT's efficacy correlates with measurable changes in reward processing. Behavioral tasks reveal that PAT enhances reward anticipation, e.g., increased effort expenditure for potential rewards, and initial responsiveness, e.g., heightened physiological arousal to pleasant stimuli. Neuroimaging studies suggest that these behavioral shifts correspond to increased ventral striatum and medial prefrontal cortex activation during reward tasks. By contrast, CBT primarily modulates amygdala hyperactivity and prefrontal regulation of threat responses, which may explain its weaker impact on anhedonia. The therapy's focus on reward learning also promotes resilience. Patients learn to associate self-generated actions with positive outcomes, reinforcing adaptive behaviors. For example, a patient who initiates a social outing and subsequently experiences joy begins to perceive social engagement as rewarding, creating a self-sustaining cycle of positive reinforcement. This mechanism may account for PAT's lower relapse rates, as patients develop intrinsic motivation to seek out and savor rewarding experiences autonomously. A significant barrier to focusing on positive experiences is the phenomenon of contrast avoidance, the fear that experiencing happiness will lead to a painful fall when adversity strikes. New interventions like the SkillJoy app encourage users to identify, savor, and sustain positive feelings throughout the day, reducing contrast avoidance and strengthening emotional resilience. Key takeaways. PAT focuses on enhancing positive emotions to promote psychological resilience by targeting reward system deficits, such as those found in individuals with anhedonia, rather than merely reducing negative symptoms. PAT differs from CBT by emphasizing the cultivation of positive experiences, such as joy, gratitude, and personal achievement, rather than challenging negative cognitions directly. PAT uses a structured, three-module approach: actions toward feeling better, attending to the positive, and building positivity to improve reward anticipation, emotional responsiveness, and reward learning through practices like gratitude journaling and mindfulness-based savoring. Research suggests PAT outperforms CBT in enhancing positive effect and reducing relapse rates, particularly in treating depression and anxiety, with evidence showing a significant reduction in suicidal ideation among PAT participants. PAT's focus on reward processing and intrinsic motivation may offer long-term psychological benefits, making it a valuable alternative or complement to traditional therapies like CBT, particularly for individuals with low positive effect or treatment-resistant symptoms. Conclusion. Positive effect therapy offers a compelling alternative to CBT for individuals with depression and anxiety characterized by anhedonia and low positive effect. Its theoretical grounding in reward neuroscience and structured interventions to enhance anticipation, responsiveness, and learning address critical gaps in traditional approaches. While CBT remains effective for reducing acute distress, PAT's unique focus on positivity cultivation provides durable protection against relapse and suicidality. Future research should explore PAT's applicability across cultures and its integration with pharmacological treatments targeting dopaminergic pathways.